Chapter 36. The Baby's Egg. The sun was setting over the Magnolia Estate, its golden rays turning the facade of the big house from white to soft amber. On the west patio, President-elect Alex Mason and Senator David Ashton were enjoying their mint juleps. Alex Mason laid his hand on the blue velvet bag. "Well, Senator, I have to say this is a wonderful gift. Where on earth did you manage to find it?" The Senator smiled. "Oh, I have my sources, sir. Let's just say, when I saw it, I knew you would appreciate it." "It is very generous indeed, and certainly exquisite." The Senator drained his julep and said, "You are very welcome, sir. I'm pleased you like it." Mason nodded and smiled. "How was that julep, David? Tart enough for you?" "Perfect, sir, just perfect. Care for another?" The Senator smiled and raised his glass, relieved the gift had not exploded. "Why not, sir?" Mason picked up a small silver bell from the table and shook it. A few seconds later, the butler appeared. "Sir?" "Two more, please, Henry." Elizabeth Rhodes Mason came out of the house. "Make that three, please, Henry." The butler bowed his head slightly. "Certainly, madame." Taking a seat next to her husband, she said, "And what are you two boys talking about?" She noticed the blue bag and continued, "And what's this?" Mason smiled and picked up the bag. "It's a gift from the senator here." He unfastened the drawstring and removed a highly polished mahogany case about the size of a shoebox. On the lid, and set in gold relief, was a magnificent depiction of a two-headed eagle, its wings spread wide. Above the twin heads was a crown, in one claw a scepter, in the other an orb. Below the creature was one word in Russian Cyrillic, Romanov. He opened the case to reveal a fitted interior, finished in royal blue satin. Inside the lid was an embossed copper plate certificate, which read, "Sotheby & Co., London." In the spring of 1866, Tsar Alexander III's wife, Maria Fedorovna, miscarried her first baby. In an attempt to console his broken-hearted wife and in memory of their lost child, the Tsar commissioned Peter Carl Fabergé to produce this commemorative egg. The baby's egg, as it came to be known, was lost until 1991, at which time it came onto the market and was sold by Sotheby & Co. in London. Charles Henry Mortimer, Appraisals Director, Sotheby & Co., London. Elizabeth Mason gasped when she saw the magnificently jewelled egg. "Oh my God, that is the most beautiful thing I have ever seen." Her husband picked up the artefact and turned it around in his hands, admiring the beautiful enamel work and gem-encrusted shell. "It is absolutely exquisite," said Mason. He was about to hand it to his wife when he noticed the smallest of hinges at the circumference. "What's this?" On the opposite side to the hinge was a tiny, almost concealed button. Intrigued, he gently pressed the minuscule switch and the egg clicked silently open. "Oh," he said as he looked at his thumb. "What?" said Elizabeth. A tiny speck appeared on the thumb. He sucked off the dot of blood. "It's nothing," he said, and opened the egg to reveal a perfect miniature of a winged cherub made of solid gold. "Would you look at that? Quite amazing," said the president-elect. The butler returning with the drinks broke the moment. "Ah, juleps," said Elizabeth. Mason closed up the egg and returned it lovingly to its case, then placed the case inside the velvet bag. As he picked up his glass, he saw the tiny speck of blood again. Rubbing his finger and thumb, it disappeared. He raised the julep and said, "Yes indeed, Senator, this is quite a gift."